When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Kostaki Economopoulos with NFL takes, plus a Patty G, Willie G song. That's coming up right after this.
Gee, I sure wish I were a woman, but I can't afford one of those expensive operations.
How many times have you said that? You can dress like a woman and act like a woman, but that package you're carrying around in your briefs gives you away every single time. Well, now, thanks to Frigamall Industries, your troubles are over. Frigamall has taken a good idea one step further. Sir, have you seen the commercial for the famous NADS hair removal system?
Sure.
Good. Let's try it.
Okay.
We'll simply spread on a little paste right here on your amazingly hairy chest, and then instantly pull this patch of hair off your body.
Let her rip.
Oh, ouch. Oh.
Hey, boy, that stuff sure took the hair right off. And now my legs, chest, and ass are all looking great.
Frigamall has used the same NADS system in the creation of our new product, Gonads. Simply spread a little paste on your testicles, let it sit for a few moments to work its magic. And then...
here goes nothing.
No!
Hey, it worked! They're gone!
Yes, Gonads instantly removes unwanted male genitalia with only minor discomfort. Gonads! Pick some up today in the ball removal section of your pharmacy. No!
Ouch!
Can I hear the middle part where you say, hey, they're gone, one more time? I'd like to hear that again.
And a burst in artery.
Here goes nothing.
No!
Hey, it worked. They're gone.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
See now, and then I can see. I don't know where she is. It's Jess Hooker somewhere
in the building,
somewhere far flung with Hello. A little camera on her. And Kostaki Economopoulos, all the way in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that correct, Kostaki?
Yes, that's correct. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, Kostaki.
See you, Kostaki. And once again, you are the proprietor of All Pro Lines, which is a sort of a comedy collective, if you will, in which you ask the listeners to send you jokes about the NFL, did you have a good weekend? Did things go the way you expected them to go?
I wasn't rooting for Tom Brady to be in another Super Bowl, but otherwise, yes.
No, there's apparently a conspiracy. I'm not aware of this. Chick, do you want to lay this out again
for
us?
Yeah, the NFL Illuminati or something, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and Antonio Brown are a member of a cult, and they're advancing they made a deal with
the devil?
Beelzebub, Mephistopheles, the devil himself.
Now, Kostaki, I believe in all of this. I am a member of I am a member of the group QBAnon, and I think...
Wow, I thought it would get a hearty chuckle from Kostaki.
I thought it would be really funny.
I kind of thought
I was leaning in. I thought this was going to be a few more beats.
You know, Chick, and I think you might be onto something because I always go, you know, Gronk, that guy acts so dumb and he acts kind of silly like a goofball and it's all a cover up. Yeah. He must be a genius that's a member of a cult. It has to be it.
They call it the NFL Illuminati.
Okay.
Wow.
They need a new marketing guy. That name doesn't really work.
Because we need a few more conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Wow. Okay. So the big story is what? Old versus new? Is that old versus young?
That's right. That's a big one. Lots of talk also about the home Super Bowl. You know, what's the big deal about a home Super Bowl? The Lions have been home for every Super Bowl.
Ooh, that's because they weren't playing.
You've got to relax with that voice.
It's too fun to do.
Tom Brady home for the Super Bowl, which is good. Experts recommend the elderly limit their travel these days.
Nice. He's an old man.
That's a shot.
Man of years he is.
For the Super Bowl. If he walks into the right home, he hasn't always nailed that so far.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, the Super Bowl. Great. Another rerun. I'm like, is this like Big Bang Theory? Is this still on?
No kidding.
What's nice about this Super Bowl, the old Tom Brady will be there for the inauguration of the new Tom Brady. So that'll be fun.
Patrick Mahomes is the new Tom Brady.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He's the baby goat.
He's a kid.
So 2 minutes left. Chick, 2 minutes left, down by 8, fourth and goal. You kick the field goal? Is that what you do there?
Well, you know, it's easy to say that now, but I mean, I would have gone for the touchdown, but John Madden always said you don't take yourself out of the opportunity to win the game, and by kicking the field goal, they left themselves alive. If they had failed, which they did three times before fourth down, it didn't look too promising to score a touchdown and a two-point conversion.
And Kostaki, when I was watching that,
I see both sides of it. I really do.
When I was watching that, the Colts, we left 4 points on the field in our loss to the Bills, and I was going,
right.
Thank goodness they got the points on the board. I was jealous that the coach did that. So, yeah, it's tough.
Oh, wow. You guys could maybe get into the concussion protocol. It's 2 minutes left. You're playing against Tom Brady. Like, well, let's get down by 5. That's helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm with you. I would have gone for it.
I think you're looking at it far too, and you know the outcome now. I think what if they'd have gone for it, and they'd have missed, and they wouldn't have gotten the 3. They would have got fourth down. Tampa Bay takes the ball over. What would you have done then?
Well, either way, you're down, and there's two minutes left. You got to give yourself a shot at not being down. That's the whole point.
You're way out of it if you try a touchdown and don't make it. You're only a little bit out of it if you kick the field goal. It's just a sure thing.
Lord, I'm down.
Yeah, okay.
I love you.
Now, have you do you have any submissions from the All Pro Lions Peanut Gallery?
I do. We did one. This is a kind of a I've been learning to do, just leave it kind of open ended. Let it be simple. Right. We get a lot more submissions that way. So we went with please, not another Tom Brady Super Bowl. Anything but that. I'd rather blank.
Right.
This is kind of a fun setup. So we got please, not another Tom Brady Super Bowl. Anything but that. I'd rather screw a hole in a beehive. You see?
Ooh, whoa. Right. Well,
I'd rather have Brett Favre text me a photo.
Oh.
I'd rather pee on electric fence while standing in a bucket of water.
Yikes.
Oh, you're going to get shot.
Yeah. I'd rather listen to Tim McCarver and Joe Buck explain the infield fly rule. I'd rather listen to a dissertation by Tom Griswold about the difference between using real instruments in a song rather than a synthesizer.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
I'd rather have the Bills down by 1 and Scott Norwood trot out on the field. I'd rather try to spell Kostaki Economopoulos. I'd rather go on YouTube and watch the best of Jerry Glanville. That's a fun old Falcons reference. I'd rather take
apparently not really embraced by the crowd here.
Yeah, no, it's
sure, somewhere that obscure. Got a
I think I'm the only one who knew who it was, probably.
Yeah, right. I'd rather take my chances as a chicken wing at Andy Reid's favorite buffet.
Don't take food out of that man's mouth. He's overweight.
And finally, on this little chunk, I'd rather listen to an audio version of War and Peace by Fran Drescher.
Oh, it's going to be long and nasally.
Isn't it a good thing that there are a lot of people that don't care for Tom Brady?
Well, you got to have a villain.
You got a bad guy and a good guy.
Yeah, you
got
to have a villain.
But for many, he's a good guy. The best that's ever been. Why not?
Yeah.
So should be.
Well, he is the best that's ever been, but I'm still rooting against him.
Everybody likes the underdog.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Prefer the underdog.
Sure.
Right? Oh, that's a tougher way to go. In my next life, I'm going to not root against so many good things.
Well, the Chiefs are the returning Super Bowl champions. So are they the underdog? What's the current spread on the whole thing, Chick?
Tampa Bay's getting 4, I think.
Right. That's about right.
Okay.
So right. What?
It's going to be a good Super Bowl
favorite.
Yeah, it is going to be.
Nobody wants to root for Goliath, right?
I do.
Right.
I'm tired of the little guy winning.
You do?
Yeah. You the do. Hell with a Cinderella
exactly.
story. Yeah.
That slingshot's not even regulation, pal.
No. Yeah. Wyatt worked hard to get big.
A lot of hours in the weight room for Goliath.
What David did was wake up.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Okay, Kostaki, back to you. What have you got over there?
Here's another one we did on All Pro Lines. Aaron Rodgers said his future is a beautiful mystery. Beautiful mystery sounds like blank. The worst men's cologne ever. Beautiful mystery. A bad Skidamax movie. Willie G threw in a band that Gardner Minshew on lead vocals and bass.
Oh. Interesting combo, lead vocals and bass.
Yes, very interesting.
Josh Arnold threw in the title of your aunt's self-published novel. Beautiful mystery. It sounds like a blend at the dispensary. A glory hole, perhaps.
Cool.
The name of the boat that Aaron Rodgers will be vacationing on during the Super Bowl. I enjoyed this one. Christy Lee's handle on OnlyFans.
Beautiful mystery.
Oh, yes.
So the other game, Chiefs-Bills, more lopsided than Lance Armstrong's boxer briefs.
one ball man, you see.
Yeah, one ball. I feel bad for Bill's Mafia. I've watched all the Godfather movies. Now is when everyone dies or goes to prison. This game was the Godfather 3 of Bill's games. Didn't work out. Leave the 4 points, take the field goal. Matt Stafford requested a trade from the Lions. And they're likely to accommodate him, to which the other 52 Lions said, I would also like a trade. Please. Please take me. Lions new coach Dan Campbell said some crazy stuff in his intro presser. And I quote, we're going to kick you in the teeth. And when you come punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up and we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Yikes.
I saw that. Your goal is to keep me from cutting across your yard. Done. This guy sounds crazy. Philip Rivers retired this week. He said playing in the NFL was his childhood dream. If anyone is in touch with childhood dreams, it's a guy with 9 kids.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully now we'll have time to settle down and start a family. His wife is the only one who thinks the Octomom got off easy. To be fair, the Octo kids are all the same age. That's harder, right?
Yeah,
that's
of course. Yeah.
They're not babysitting each other, right? You know. No. No one has a slew of kids the same age except the Octomom and Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah. Antonio Cromartie.
Yes.
A lot of ladies involved.
Got a lot of women. Love it, baby.
Time it right.
Philip Rivers wanted to announce his retirement on January 20th, the Catholic feast day for St. Sebastian. Wait, he's Catholic?
Yeah.
St. Sebastian, the patron saint for athletes. He might want to look up St. Gerard, the patron saint of fertility, and then buy some condoms. Here's my guess on Philip Rivers. He goes home to 9 kids, then he comes back and signs a 10-year contract. What are the Rivers use for birth control? The Jets defense? What's happening over there?
A lot gets through.
The sieve.
Big all right, we'll close on one more All Pro Lines offering. The best thing about having 9 kids is blank.
Oh.
The best thing about having 9 kids, it's not 10 kids.
Okay.
All right. You never have to mow the yard ever again.
True.
The tax return. The toilet seat is always warm.
It sure is.
You can bankrupt IHOP on Kids Eat Free Night. You can play Hollywood Squares with them.
Oh.
You're still a couple away from flagging you for too many players on the field. And we'll close on the All Pro Lions fan joke of the day from Frank Schultz. The best thing about having 10 kids is knowing you outdid Tom Griswold.
Hey. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. All Pro Lines is the place. And Kostaki, where does one find All Pro Lines?
Whatever your favorite social media platform is, let's say you're a nerd and you like Twitter, or you prefer the pictures and you like Instagram, or you check Facebook a lot while you're working or whatever. Whatever your favorite is, come find us at All Pro Lines
and submit your jokes for Kostaki. Thank you very much, Kostaki. We're going to move on. I understand coming up we have a little thing. Willie,
oh yeah, me and Pat worked on something together.
Oh, it's going to be real fun. Nice.
Bye, Kostaki.
See you, man.
See you, Kostaki.
See you, brother.
Bye.
We'll of course have the Shoo-in of the Week Super Bowl pick, the annual event coming up next week,
right,
with Chick McGee.
Next Thursday.
Not this Friday.
On the season.
Oh, 50 and 38 on the
spread. Okay. Boy, that is impressive.
Spread. Okay, very, very good. Now, Willie, what is this exactly? What have you got going on with Pat?
It's a little song that Pat and I worked on, and it's kind of about you in a way.
Oh, my.
Are you going to sing your part over there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
He's got a mic right there.
Let's hear this thing.
Okay. Talk about it.
Willie wrote this? How do you want to set it up?
Yes, I'll set this up. This is about sometimes Pat will write something, I'll write something. Josh, I'm sure you've had this experience, and the ascendant. It my dad's way, and he goes, well, we got to make some edits to this thing. So this is about that process.
Okay.
All right.
Wake up, alarm goes off at 4. Get dressed, then I'm out the door. Who's this calling me? It's Tommy G, and he's saying,
I like that little song you wrote. One thing, where are all the jokes? I took the liberty of editing, because it was left free. I'm changing the start. I added a fart. Just pick up the pace. Dean, grab your bass.
I tell him to stop, because Tom, you're killing me. Oh, tell me, why'd you have to go and make this so complicated? It's the meaning when you change the words to my song gets me so frustrated. Like Gardner Minshew, and you don't even care, you just play Hello Dare. I think I'll hit you, or pack another truck, blow up a whole gas station. You're so complicated.
Willie G.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
give me those lyrics. I'll make a couple of
those. That is perfect.
Very good.
He was visibly uncomfortable and nervous that he hadn't written any.
Yes.
And it's a good tribute to our favorite Canadian, Avril Lavigne.
Yes. Great song.
I do love that song. Very good. Yeah. Very song. Nice job, Willie. Nice job, Pat.
Thanks.
Coming up, we have another song from Pat, I believe. And Christy, we have time for another news story. What have you got?
Oh, let's continue talking about dead people. Microsoft has filed a patent for a so-called chatbot that could be based on dead people. The patent describes a talking robot that uses the images, voice data, social media posts, electronic messages, and other pieces of personal information to create the representation of a person.
Finally.
Living or dead.
Hello, I am Prince.
Yeah, the idea is that you would be able to speak to a simulation of someone who is, of course, deceased. This notion is famously the plot of Black Mirror episode called Be Right Back. I did not see this, but apparently it's where a young woman uses a service to scrape data from her deceased partner to create a chatbot and eventually make it into a robot.
How about that?
I've seen examples of this.
Wouldn't this only serve to help someone go additionally crazy?
Is that a thing?
This is for people that love technology and hate closure. It's not a good idea. This is terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, there was another place they had gravestones that would have this.
Oh, that you could push a button and hear the deceased talk to you?
Right.
Yeah, but thanks for coming to the grave. Yeah. We appreciate it.
I think this technology is more interactive.
So sounds
you,
like
you
it.
Could ask it certain questions.
Like a magic eight ball?
Well,
are you standing up down there?
I think Chris Farley's is a magic eight ball.
Like actually. A magic eight ball?
Yeah.
Size, point, yes.
Oh, I just got that.
Well, so would this be like on a computer? Would you?
Yeah.
Would it have like a human-shaped appearance, like a face? And
probably look like an at your typical avatar.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like
maybe
a cartoon.
Like a 3D.
Mm-hmm. Have you finally learned how to do that? Make yourself a cartoon and send it to people in text?
Oh, I love it. You and you can make him talk now.
You make yourself a giraffe or...
Chick, I did a whole day one day, just me and my little sister. Look, I'm a giraffe now. I'm a hippo, Willie. Yeah. It's so fun.
No, and your sister looked at your dad and went, Willie's high again.
Come here, Finley. This is why you don't do drugs. Okay?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.